With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Midterm primary races for 2026 throughout the day on this March the 3rd. Very few of those races are in as yet. Israel has stepped up airstrikes on Iranian missile launchers and a nuclear research site. Iran retaliated against Israel and across the Gulf region, disrupting energy supplies as well as travel.
Israel said Tuesday it's deployed more troops along its northern border with Lebanon as it continues attacks against Hezbollah. Israel said that it is preparing for the possibility of Hezbollah to expand its attacks against Israel, and so far it has one division inside southern Lebanon. Now, this comes after Hezbollah launched an attack against Israel, saying it was in retaliation for the killing of Iran's supreme leader. Israel killed Iran's supreme leader when it launched a joint attack with the United States on Iran, sparking this war.
That is correspondent Sam Mednick reporting growing concerns raised about U.S. citizens having trouble evacuating from the Middle East. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with the latest.
The State Department has urged Americans across more than a dozen countries in the Mideast to immediately depart the region using commercial transportation. But many airlines have canceled flights. Some current and former lawmakers from both political parties are criticizing the Trump administration's handling of the situation. However, the White House insists the State Department is working to help Americans return home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Justice Department attorney telling a New York jury at an antitrust trial the concert ticket industry is badly broken because Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, have monopolized the market, and that, they contend, has driven up prices for the average consumer. This is SRN News. The state of Texas can enforce a ban on drag shows. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed a previous ruling and will allow the state to prohibit sexually charged shows in places where small children might be present. Jonathan Covey of the group Texas Values is cheering the ruling, saying, quote, "The state is well within its rights to be able to protect kids from sexualized performances and harm." The new law is set to go into effect on March 12th. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors indicting 30 more people tied to the invasion of a Minnesota church over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Bondi says 25 of those people already under arrest. The protest January 18th also led to the arrest of noted journalist Don Lemon and local activist Nakeem Armstrong. This is SRN News. Well, don't look now, but oil prices just keep climbing.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after recouping much of an early loss, while crude oil prices climbed even higher on worries about the widening war with Iran. The S&P 500 lost 0.9% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 403 points. That's about 0.8%. The Dow had been down more than 1,200 points. The Nasdaq Composite pared its loss to 1%. Crude oil prices rose almost 5%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.06%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Prosecutors in New Mexico presenting never-before-seen video depositions of Meta executives at a trial that centers on impacts to the company's platforms on kids. Prosecutors, meanwhile, have accused Meta of failing to disclose what it knows about the harmful effects of its material. More details, srnnews.com.